Hello, gay men. Welcome to Coming Inside Out. I am your host, Brian James. Unfortunately, John was not able to join me this week, and in an effort to continue dropping new episodes every Tuesday, I'm attempting to pull this one off by myself. Today is January 20th, and I couldn't think of a more fitting backdrop than my Obama inaugurational poster. So I am here recording from my home, where it is super windy today, and I've already lost internet connection a couple times. So this is attempt, I think, number three at getting this episode out to you guys today. Again, John and I are in Southern California. The wildfires have been crazy. The winds have been crazy. I know that John evacuated from his home due to the Sunset Fire. I have not been evacuated. I've received a couple of voluntary evacuation notices, but the wind has been the biggest issue, and the electricity here in Santa Clarita, where I live. John and I both have friends and clients and colleagues that have been devastated by the fires, several of them losing their homes. So our hearts go out to everybody affected by these fires. One of the first things I'm going to talk about, one of our listeners wrote in, he is a man that grew up with a faith in religion. After he came out, he was not supported by his church. He found a group through Facebook. It's called Gay Christian Men, but I looked into this group, and it is members of all faith. So maybe you already know of this group, and if you don't know of this group, hopefully that they can provide you with some support. I'm going to take a couple minutes to talk about my coming out journey. I've shared a lot about my coming out with you guys, but I will take a couple minutes. In August, I decided that I was going to lose my COVID weight, which I had mostly gained in my midsection and love handles. So I started cleaning up my diet and exercising more in an effort to get rid of my stomach fat. But what I noticed was that my arms were getting thinner, my legs were getting thinner, my face started to lose weight, and I was just like, when is this weight going to start coming off of my stomach and love handles? And let me tell you, it was the last thing for me to start noticing. And my focus from day one was these love handles and the stomach fat. And it was so frustrating to go through this process, wanting something to happen and not seeing the results. And in walking my dog, I thought, oh my God, this is like my coming out journey. When I decided to come out, I had very specific goals in mind. How my life was going to change, how my life was going to be affected, what it was going to look like. And this is 5 years into my coming out journey, and it's very similar to my weight loss. Things have happened all around me, and it's not until this 5-year mark that I'm kind of at the point where I'm like, oh my God, finally, the thing that I had been focused on from the very beginning is starting to shift and change. So I know through all of the people, our listeners that are writing into us, that are sharing their journey, you may be completely in the closet. You may be somebody who has just started to explore. I read the other day about somebody just starting to explore, or you may be out and proud and completely enjoying your new life. It is a process for each and every one of us. It looks completely different for each and every one of us. So don't give up hope. Just like with my weight loss, I really wanted to give up and just go back to eating and doing what I was doing before. But I held on and I stayed the course. And like I said, it's many years into my journey and things are just starting to shift and come together in a way that I had expected them or wanted them to from the beginning. This episode is going to be shorter, but again, I wanted to share something with you guys. John and I received this email today, so I'm going to read this to you. And it says, Hello, Brian and John. I hope this email finds you well. I still love the podcast and everything you guys talk about. I listen every week. In season one, you mentioned my email and John asked that I write back in with an update. I have a few updates. I joined Gay Fathers Worldwide as recommended and how husbands out to wives. I've been able to find some guys to chat with who are great for support. When we last spoke, I had come out to my very supportive wife, but we had not decided on our next steps. In mid-November, we decided it was best for us to separate. We hadn't wanted to do it during the holidays, so this past weekend was the big transition. The conversations we had about the separation and why with our families were some of the hardest I'd ever gone through. We have not told our children, but I'm sure that is coming in due time. I cannot stress how important a good support network has been for me and feeling like I am not alone. You guys share your stories and the stories of people who have written in to help me realize that many, many men go through this and there is relief on the other side. Thank you again for all you do. Oh my goodness. I am so touched by this. And I will definitely share this with John today as well. You know, it is just, feels so good to hear again from our listeners, the support we get, the people that we have impacted by doing this podcast every week. We love the listeners. We love the support. We thank you guys so much for tuning in every week. And it's odd to be doing this one by myself today, so I'm kind of stumbling through it a little bit. It's going to be a much shorter episode than we usually have, but again, in an effort to get something out to you guys this week, I wanted to just drop this for you. So thank you so much again for listening, for writing in, for showing your support to other men and women. We've done the demographics, and we do have a percentage of the people listening to our podcast that are women. Keep in mind, we are still looking for an organization to do to spotlight in our podcast-a-thon, which is coming in March. As of right now, I'm kind of leaning toward the Trevor Project. If you're not familiar with the Trevor Project, I encourage you to log onto their website and check them out. They do have volunteer positions available. And again, this is an organization that supports the LGBTQ community, specifically geared towards the youth. Thank you so much for joining me this week, and much love to you. Take care.